It's continuing coverage of Hampton-Dumont Cowboys soccer, talking about a 7-1 victory over Charles City here in the first round of the 2A Substate playoffs. Joining me right now, senior Fernando Mota, 5 goals on the night here in this one. Most importantly, a victory. I'll ask you about your night individually here in a sec, but I mean, this 7-1 win, what can you say about, you know, being able to get this done with your teammates and, you know, advancing in the postseason?
It feels amazing. I mean, we all want it. All our seniors are, we started the program, I would say, from the ground up. We just really want it. Most of us are putting their heart and soul into the game and just giving it all. And just, it means a lot to win today and just to keep on just dominating all the way through.
So 5 goals for you personally, all in the first half. What was going right out there for you today? How are you able to be so effective offensively here in this one?
I just felt very confident going into this game. My teammates were really supporting me too. They're giving me passes. The fans too, I would say. I really love the fans. They come out and support even when it's raining. Really bad weather today, but they still came out to support. So I really liked the motivation it gave me.
And your second goal you scored, you became the program's all-time leading goal scorer. What does that mean to you to be able to accomplish a feat like that and do something that no one in the history of this program has ever done before?
It's just unbelievable. It feels amazing. I still can't really process it. Just to say that my freshman year, just seeing Jonathan Morales scoring 19 goals, being one of the best in the conference. Bobby Russo as well, he was amazing. And it just being able to complete that is just unbelievable to say, just to be able to be up there with them.
You bet. Certainly joining some great company there. The defensive effort in this one certainly was great as well. Just had that one goal he gave up late in the first half. What were the keys defensively, you think, here in this one?
I think Silas Boozman, really, really strong defender. We have two very young defenders. They play really well. Silas is a really good captain. I mean, Jose is a really good goalie, D2 commit for William Penn. We're just really strong on defense, and I don't think it's going to go through. Just one, yeah. I think that's the only one they were going
to
get.
Mm-hmm. It took a while to finally get that one goal in the second half, but did you guys feel like you wanted a little more out of that second half? Were you kind of hoping to put it away a little quicker than that? Or what are kind of the feelings about the second half and not being able to score for most of the way?
Well, yeah, I really wanted it. I really wanted to get more, but my team is just like, I think our team just like kind of like fell down, but it's okay because it's like, first half we did amazing. Second half we could have done better, but I can't really see any tweaks. I think it's just the rain and the bad weather.
You bet. So your season remains alive, and you'll take on AP D&H, team that's ranked number 9 in Class 2A right now next week. How is this team going to keep it going here in the postseason? What are going to be the ultimate factors if you guys are able to continue winning and continue to make a deep postseason run here?
I say a lot of practice. We just need to practice a lot more, really good passes, just to be able to be more efficient on the field. Practice like if we were going to play, because if we practice really hard, we're going to play really hard. But I think just practice really hard, get ready for the season, rest, drink a lot of water, and just get ready for it.
That's Hampton-Dumont Cal's Fernando Mota joining us here on the radio on the Go Sports. Thanks so much for the time, and congrats on the awesome night for you.
Thank you.